This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
How about doing ENN then?
This is ENN, don't you know?
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Well, yeah, but what do I care about underwear trends?
That's right.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, what happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Is it me, or are you amused every time you hear the me disappearing into static? I find it to be tremendous. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very, very special Monday edition of ENN. On today, this very, very special ENN is brought to you by, wait for it, Core Seltzer. Core Seltzer is looking for volunteers to help save our rivers. Whatever you're doing, if you drink a Core Seltzer, you're volunteering. Each 12-pack sold will help restore 500 gallons of river water. Drink a seltzer. Help save the Hudson River. Details at CoreSeltzer.com. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Zach writes, while acknowledging the Jets need to do a better job, of course the website shut down.
And we'll say good evening to Don.
Buffalo Bills went out and got who?
Tay Diggs.
Stephon Diggs. Because they said everybody.
It'll always be funny. Earlier in the show, we talked a lot about Tom Verducci. So the Michael K. Show parody account reminded us of the great time when Verducci was on the show and a Don drop. I accidentally hit a Don drop and Verducci thought it was part of the conversation. Let's go back, shall we?
For us as fans, any baseball fan, not just a Yankee fan.
It's a historic team.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I think if he were healthy, he'd be on the roster. I think it's that simple.
So perfect.
That's the only good part about not being in the studio. Peter doesn't get his greasy hands on firing out the cuts. He can't do it.
Yeah, there have been some times when it wasn't ideal.
Like when that's the only time I think it was.
When you're mourning the loss of someone and
player, you fire off a cut.
And you fire off a cut. The drop I played said, you are a hideous-looking human being. As Michael was...
That was actually me.
Oh, it was you?
Yeah, because what happened was, it was... there's a lot of detail and nuance to why Michael couldn't have a touchscreen. Right?
I'm a juicy talker.
Right, and that's mm-hmm. that would happen. So it was on that cut, and the mouse was like within arm's length. So during the interview, I put my hand down and hit the mouse, and that played.
Wait, are you talking about Verducci or hideous-looking human being?
Hideous human being.
Which, by the way, while someone's paying respect to...
I was doing an on-air obit.
Michael was doing a legitimate obituary for someone. And then you just hear... RG, do you have the drop?
I don't want to hear that again.
No. Just that you're a hideous-looking human being. So people can understand what was said while Michael was paying respects to someone. Because this... It is a... Don, I mean, it's. I guess it would have been worse if it had been like, I'll smack your face dead, you know, or, we know.
You are a hideous-looking human being?
Right.
But that, in the middle of an obit, is not what you want.
No,
who was
it's
it
not.
That, yeah, it was like, wasn't it a producer at SNY that you knew?
Yeah. It was a personal contact.
Yeah.
Really, the only person affected was Michael. So I think he's okay with it. It didn't sound great, but...
No, it didn't sound great. Now, also not great, guys, Cam Newton and the New England Patriots yesterday. Absolute obliteration against RJ's San Francisco 49ers.
At home.
Bill Belichick was asked if he was surprised about this loss.
How surprised were you by your team's play after having the week of preparation that you guys seem to get back to normal? Certainly that happens in professional sports, but how surprised were you about what happened on the football field today with your team, the way it played?
I don't know.
Can I do part of my class at the new school?
Please, I was going to say
Well,
the same thing.
Is this going to be the same lesson you gave last week?
No, because I've got two lessons. One on what we just played and one that's disconnected. The question was too long.
Yep.
And the second lesson I'm going to give you. So I watched 60 Minutes yesterday.
Oh, sure.
Leslie Stahl. Yeah, sure.
Leslie Stahl sits down and goes, are you ready for some tough questions to the president? Well, why would you say that? Ask the damn questions.
Yeah, so that was.
Why would you get the hair on the back of his neck standing up? Why would you do that? That didn't make sense.
That really set up everything to go the way Trump wanted it to go.
Right.
Like that very beginning. And I'm not getting overly political, but you're right. It gave him an excuse to have that interview go that way. And it was
because the questions were not very tough, but she said, are you ready for some tough questions? So then he kept harping on that. Bad move. And don't ask long questions like that, especially Bill Belichick. That's what you get.
Well,
that's what you deserve.
But I'm going to get into the mind of the reporter. He was nervous about asking that question.
Right.
So he wanted to soften it up as much as possible for the extra week. And, you know, I understand these things. All you have to say is, how surprised are you by that outcome? Bang. You're probably going to get the same response, but if you're scared to ask it, don't ask it.
And for all you young kids out there, don't give them like A, B, and C, and D of what to answer. Was it that you were a little tired? Was it that Cam Newton? No. Don't answer the question for him. What happened yesterday?
I got to get better.
Bam!
Oh, okay. Well, that hurt my ears. I got to get better at that, too.
You know what? I'll give you a scholarship to the new school. You don't even have to pay.
You know what we should do?
I'll pass all my knowledge on to you because I'm 19 years older than you, so I'm not going to be around that long. I want this to live, this skill.
And people will be like, oh, after he learned from Michael, he was so much better. Elevated his entire game.
Remember that interview he did with Cena in the ring?
I did an interview yesterday inside Hell in a Cell. Probably was too early then, too.
Was it hot?
Actually, I don't think I was. The Cell?
Yeah. Well, it was hell. I imagine hell's hot.
It wasn't hot, no.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, the pictures that you had after, it was so perfect, like, because you were, like, into it, and I just thought you did a great job for having not seen it.
Well, thank you.
Being honest,
it means a lot.
My brother always gives me great feedback on how you do, and he always says you killed it. I didn't get a chance to talk to him about last night, but just
so you're saying,
like,
based on photographs alone, you thought I did a great job.
Yeah, you did a great job with the photos, really putting people like inside your experience of doing it and all that. Great job.
Beautiful. He's a talent.
You guys are so supportive. Man, I made it on time for the show back to New York. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, I was waiting for that. Weren't you, Michael?
I texted Michael and Andrew earlier today, Don.
I ruined it.
I texted Michael and Andrew earlier today to tell them I'm a little worried because my flight got delayed. Then I sent a separate text message to our suit, Ryan Hurley, to let him know I could be late today because my flight was delayed. Andrew and Michael never even responded to me.
He sent a separate message. Well, what did you want me to say? Get on an earlier flight like you were going to listen?
Hey, but then no he problem, sent a, buddy. Hey. We'll hold it down for you. We got your back.
Even if there was a problem, you were still going to get on that same flight. But then, Don, he texts me. He goes, I made it. I'm going to be on the call. And I texted back, just when you start to doubt the existence of the Almighty, something like this happens and convinces you he exists.
Wow, that's pretty deep. Very deep show today. I wish I had the option to ignore it.
I'm
getting
it. Well, we know you don't check anything.
Yeah, I'm trying to deal with it.
Text messages. You can just throw me on the thread. Like, it's important for Michael and Andrew to know that Peter might be late. Don doesn't care.
Well, it's going to be green if I text you, and I won't even know if it's gotten delivered.
Is that an issue? Because if it's an issue, I'll change it up then. I didn't realize getting a droid was going to, like, cripple our relationship.
Michael, do you feel that his being a droid can be an issue, the green?
Not a bit. Not a bit.
Doesn't
Don
bother
is Don.
You. RJ, are
Don
you
could use a Don could use a rotary phone. I'd love to hear from
RJ, are you affected by Don's green at all or no?
No, I don't even try anymore. We actually had a moment earlier in the show where Andrew just relayed a message to me verbally, and then I told Don. It's just easier.
You see? Well, exactly.
What is the issue again? So last night I critiqued 60 Minutes, sent it to everybody.
I replied.
But that bothered you because of what, the color's different?
It's hard to explain. Apple is... They've tricked me, and they've made me biased to people with non-Apple phones. I'm not saying it's right, Don. I'm not supporting them. I think it's wrong, okay? But I have a bias. I'm worried you're not going to get the message, or if I try to send you a pic, if you send a picture to the group, all of a sudden every picture in that group is miniature. Like, Michael, have you ever noticed, for example, if someone sends a video and Don's in the group, the video's tiny and grainy?
No, I've not noticed that. Now it's going to annoy me. You know, I have been having, I don't know if you, I shouldn't even say this on the air, but I will.
Yes.
A very private back and forth with Andrew.
Really?
Everybody knows that Andrew's non-marriage wife is the lady from the AT&T commercials.
That's yes. Sure.
So every single story I find about her as an actress, I send it to him. And
I
one time
too.
I said,
How many stories are there about her?
Oh, she's exploding on Twitter. But
well, there's a promo that pops up all the time on Twitter. And
yeah, because she's a very lovely looking woman that they play down in the commercials.
Okay.
But one day I sent this long story. I said, here's your wife. And of course, Andrew's actual wife was right there and saw it come up. So you really have to be careful in the world.
It's not fair.
It's completely innocent.
Somewhere between indifferent and good.
Like, right. You know the girl from the H&R Block commercials? You usually see it during tax time. I think she's really cute. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Well, she was in the commercial last night in the AT&T commercial.
I know her. Yeah.
Time. With Andrew's girl?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The two of you should have gotten together to watch this commercial together.
I mean, I'm not obsessed.
Got it.
And from what I've heard, you could watch together on Zoom.
So is this to the level of, like Kate Upton Sports Illustrated being there for moral support when the show went off the rails?
Yeah.
Like, is it that level?
Yep.
What phone company should work with again? AT&T?
AT&T. What's her name in the commercial, Don?
People love her. It's like obsession.
I forget what her name is.
But Lily.
AT&T.
She's been in a lot of different things, too.
I think she's a French actress.
Oh, oui, oui.
She wasn't born in France. She was born in another country.
Yeah.
Milana Weintraub?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't get it.
I just don't get the obsession. It's really difficult to have this conversation on the air.
You're right. It's impossible.
But there's different levels. Sometimes it's not that I don't think even Andrew would describe her as hot, but just sometimes there is a look
that just speaks to you.
Where it just kind of is like, you know what, that would be the girl for me. Like, that there's a cuteness where you say, can we bring Andrew on here?
Because let Andrew say his piece.
All right.
Let's see.
I think I speak better for Andrew, but go ahead.
Andrew, what about Lily do you like?
She's got like a very cool, approachable girl next door vibe about her.
And what did your wife think when she saw my text?
I saw what it was, and I just quickly canceled the text. Oh, nothing. Michael just has something about work.
You were scared of getting caught for having a crush on the AT&T girl?
I mean, why even have it be a thing? It's just easier to hit cancel on the text.
Well, no, now he's right. Shared with the world.
Well, yeah, now it's on the radio. Thanks. But, yeah, in the moment, I was like, I don't need to respond to this right now.
Now, did she know about the Kate Upton swimsuit issue being your, like, blanket
no.
at work?
First of all, that is an unbelievable exaggeration, to put it that way.
Don?
How many years did it sit right there by the phone?
It got you through a lot of pressure packs. During when you produced the Lupica show, that thing got worn out.
No, it was just in the above the lockers. You know, those swimsuit editions get sent to the station. It wasn't mine. It's not like I had it.
Oh,
like
but it became yours because it was right there by the funnel. Would you say the bane of your existence at this job is usually something that comes out of that phone?
Yes.
And there it sat at that phone for at least 3 years.
So is that true?
No, that's not true. It's above the lockers. And when it needed to be near the phone on a particularly bad day, then it would be over there.
Well, there must have been a lot of bad days, Peter, because was it not sitting there most
times? So, Andrew, how quickly would you reach over for the Kate Upton SI when you heard, "This is Nick. Hello, Michael, Don, Peter. Thank you for taking the call."
All right,
I've
got to ask you the question that everybody's wondering, all right? You never meet your beautiful wife. You never have the two kids. You have a choice. You're at a mixer at Syracuse, Kate Upton and Lily. Who is it?
Oh, my God.
It might be Lily because Kate Upton's different. There's some women that you find, like, sexy, but you wouldn't necessarily marry. But then there's ones that aren't quite as sexy, but that's definitely you marry.
Thinking of Lily in the AT&T commercial, Don. If you see Lily as a person, she might be on that same
But
Kate
all
Upton
he has
level.
Is the AT&T commercial.
No, First he's got all, other things, thanks to me.
first of all, the only reason people do that whole nonsense, which is based in total bias and garbage, is because the more attainable seems like the one you marry, versus the one that's completely unattainable is the one you can't marry.
Yeah, let's say Justin Verlander married Kate Upton.
Exactly. She's attainable for someone. Now, but Andrew, the question is, who do you approach first? Do you take the big swing on Kate Upton, or do you feel like you have a casual conversation ability
with Lily,
with Milana Vayntrub? Horrifying name. Let's just be clear about that.
Oh my!
She could use the name Gunling. It would be an upgrade because Vayntrub isn't it? Oh, you turn me on, Vayntrub. It's horrifying.
It was horrifying.
I'm not really a big swing guy. I would probably go for the safer play.
See, you know what? He couldn't play in the analytic baseball game.
No, what do you mean he would?
No.
Oh, no, you're right. Swing for the home run, right?
Yeah, he doesn't believe in launch angle. He's just getting the ball and play.
Yeah, that's right. The broken bat single.
You know what? We should wrap this up because this conversation should have happened 5 years ago. So let's move on here in ENN.
Thank you, Andrew.
A lot more to get to. Actually, even from that Patriots game, let's hear from Cam Newton about how he has to be better.
I can't allow myself to, you know, feel sorry for myself. You know, I know what the issue is, and, you know, you just have to attack it and do better.
So you know what the issue is. What is the issue?
Me not playing good.
Is there something leading to that?
It's simple. Play better.
Me not playing good. He's not wrong about that. He wasn't the only big-name quarterback who didn't play well yesterday. A.O. Seattle. Russell Wilson played like garbage on Sunday Night Football, gave up a big 10-point lead late. The Seahawks lose to division rival the Cardinals. They are
But it was sweet smelling garbage. The numbers are very good, except for the three picks.
And two of those picks were complete garbage. There was the one in the end zone where, like, what are you thinking? Right, that was just as bad as really. What was it? The Allen in the Redskin game. The Jones one, there's been...
No, it was that, brutal. It was a horrifying...
And the Wentz one in the end zone on Thursday. That was awful.
And it's a pick six if DK Metcalf doesn't have the great chase down of all
goodness.
Time.
Oh, my goodness. That's a classic play in NFL history, how fast that guy was.
And that was a big deal because they didn't score on the drive because they went for it on fourth down and didn't get it. That saved points.
Let's hear from AO Seattle, a.k.a. Mr. Unlimited, Russell Wilson, about taking responsibility for the loss.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we played a great game except for those three plays, I mean, honestly. And those are my fault. So, you know, there's so much that we can do, and we have so much confidence. Our confidence is not going to waver. They're a great football team, too. And we knew it was going to be a battle. It always is down here and whenever we play. So, you know, nothing really changes except for the fact that we just have to tighten up some things. I have to be better, which I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to playing the next game. I wish we could play tomorrow. And that's just, you know, our mentality, and we'll be back stronger. We'll be better.
Why do you always say the name of the, when you're doing that imitation, the name of the New York City representative in Congress?
Jerry Nadler?
No. AO Seattle.
No.
Oh,
you know what?
Heavenly God.
I think that one's got to.
Can I make a request?
Yeah, sure.
I think considering how good he is, how much he's been on ENN, and because there's so much sound for an open, I think we should have a Russell Wilson watch.
You know what? Don's right.
You know, that game yesterday, though, might have cost him. I mean, why isn't Rodgers more of an MVP than him?
Well, Rodgers had the bad game last week.
Yeah, they each
okay,
have
but they're about even. I just don't understand how people say it's a slam dunk.
No,
said it's a slam dunk.
Nobody's saying
many
it's a slam
people.
Dunk.
People tell me.
Well, those are yo-yo people.
I have a perfect ENN quick story. So this is from Clarence Hill, who covers the Cowboys for several years. He tweets this out: the conference call with Cowboys defensive coordinator Mike Nolan has been put on hold because he had Tabasco sauce in his finger and it got in his eye.
I've never seen that before.
Can't make this stuff up, said Clarence Hill Jr.
That's just being too honest, right? Make up something.
I've never heard of that before.
Well, I could see it being an issue, right?
But still, yeah, you don't hear that mentioned usually. Odell, out the rest of the year, torn ACL, chasing down an interception on the second play of the game from Baker Mayfield. No more football this year for Odell Beckham Jr.
You know what's weird too, Peter? Hmm. The two moves that Gettleman was criticized for, both players are probably out for the year. We know that Odell is. And Landline Collins, I think, tore his Achilles.
I was going to say, do we get the word on Landline yet?
Yeah, that's why I said probably out, but he seems to think it's a torn Achilles.
Yesterday, when it happened, it felt, I was listening on the radio, actually, to the Washington game, and it sounded like the end. Unfortunately. By the way, coming off of a great play from Landline yesterday, he forced a fumble on, Don, you were probably watching, right? Because at that point, the game wasn't a joke. Did you? I did not see that. So even though it was your 3-point game, you weren't dialed in.
I found other, for whatever reason, even though it was my 1-point play, I was way more fascinated with the Saints Panthers. That's probably the game I watched the most yesterday. That was a good game.
Yeah, there's no way to pick a Saints game, by the way.
And the Saints,
Don did.
I can tell you one thing: the Buccaneers are on the way with that division. The Saints are okay. They're okay.
It's over. It's over there. I'm telling you. You said Bucs. Let's hear from Bruce Arians, who says he believes Antonio Brown, new Buccaneer, is focused.
I think he's matured, and I believe in second chances. Everybody wants to say that Tom picked him. Tom didn't have anything to do with it. This was some Jason I've been talking for a couple of weeks, ever since the injuries to our other guys. If Antonio does what I think he's going to do, he's going to be fine.
I have it on good authority that it was part of Brady's signing in Tampa in the first place, that he wouldn't even sign the deal unless they agreed to taking a look at AB when he came back. I heard that was literally part of his deal.
I think you're making that up.
I'm not. I have that on authority. It's an authority who we credit, we think is legit.
But wouldn't it be smart for Arians to still take ownership of it that way? If it becomes a dumpster fire, it's off his quarterback.
Yeah, it makes sense. And no one wants to act like Tom's running the entire team.
But he is.
So I get it. But I'll tell you what. He looks good. We talked about it earlier. He threw a dime in the back of the end zone yesterday. I mean, vintage Tom Brady. And by the way, some vintage Gronk yesterday, too. They're getting pretty good. You know who's not good?
Who?
And who's really helping Dak Prescott?
Who?
Andy Dalton. I feel bad because he was knocked out of the game with a concussion. On a dirty play from Washington linebacker John Bostic, who apparently is not being suspended. He was ejected yesterday, but not being suspended, which I find odd because it was such targeting. But, guys, Andy Dalton, remember the first week after Dak was out? At least I felt like, well, they have a great backup in Dalton. Maybe they just, their offense keeps plugging away.
He played well. It wasn't like that they were spotted any points. He
in
had
the
to
first
come up
game.
With plays against the Giants.
In the first game, right. But yeah. since then, oh my God, it's not Dak Prescott.
But that whole team, not to defend Dalton, he hasn't played well. There's a revolt. There's a mutiny going on with that team.
You think they're completely out?
I think they've checked out on both coaches, McCarthy and Nolan.
Yeah, they
and
do
that's
not.
An issue.
They do not play with energy. This is going to be... When was the last time there was a full-blown, all-out, crazy Dallas dumpster fire of a season?
I mean, you'd have... You go back to, post-Jimmy Johnson?
Yeah. Because I think we could be looking at... Listen, Washington's not terrible, but we blew them out. Pillar to post, 25-3. It could have been worse.
I believe the Tabasco incident is the first time the Dallas defense brought any heat all year.
Oh. Whoa!
Here all week. Be here till Friday at 7.
Very good stuff. Now, we mentioned Brett Phillips earlier.
Sure.
And
you said you had a good story.
Yes, his big moment on Saturday night, winning Game 4 of the World Series for Tampa. But there's a story in Sports Illustrated about how maybe a young Brett Phillips learned his sense of competition from a legendary WWE superstar. Do you know who his neighbor was in high school?
Where did he live?
In Florida.
Hulk Hogan.
You're close. Very close. What's the next name that comes to mind?
After Hulk Hogan?
Yep. Neil Moskados.
You always go Neil Moskados. It's so odd.
It's the one guy he knows.
Here's a hint. He was, this WWE superstar was also a one-time minor league baseball player for the St. Louis Cardinals.
I love baseball. Mm. Benny Agbayani.
No.
Is he still with us?
He is not with us.
So was it Snap Into a Slim Jim?
That's right. Macho Man Randy Savage was, here's the story from Phillips. Funny story, Macho Man was my neighbor from 7th until 11th grade before he passed away, which, by the way, really shows how young Phillips is relative to us, because Macho Man died in 2011. Every day, he'd see me riding my bike home from school, and he'd call me over to play basketball. You would think one of those days, one of the games, he would let up on me, but that was not the case. I got beat every time. You know how kids are always like, one more game, one more game? No, he was the one saying, one more game, we're going again. And I
didn't Randy have his own kids? He had terrorized neighborhood kids?
Randy actually didn't have his own kids, I believe.
Oh, that probably meant a lot to him.
So he so he enjoyed it.
If you all get a chance, we're talking about the guy who had the walk-off hit in game 4, Google Brett Phillips laughing as a Brewer. As a Milwaukee Brewer, he has the weirdest laugh of all time, and he's like a child, like he snorts. He doesn't make any sound, but he snorts.
It feels like this is audio we need.
Oh, this would be audio that you would use forever. It would be a Brett Phillips category.
RJ's on that.
Yeah, we have a guy for that. He's really good at finding stuff. Actually, he's fantastic at it. One of the best in the biz.
Not lately.
Excuse me.
What?
No, he's even admitted he slipped.
He has.
RJ?
You have to understand the tremendous adversity he's under on a daily basis.
He's doing the show in a hazmat suit.
And Monday's got to be the worst because, you know, he's got Jets to do every Sunday. And now he's alone.
No companionship.
In an office where, like, things are being, pretty soon he won't have a chair to sit in.
It's true.
And you have no right to complain.
Yeah, disgusting.
RJ, does it bother you if I complain?
No, I complain all the time. Just ask Andrew.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Guys, on this day in 1984.
Wait.
19? October 26th.
It's got to be a World Series thing.
Does it?
So that's Padres,
nope.
Tigers.
Not a World Series thing.
It's got to be a football thing.
No, it doesn't. It's a basketball thing.
October 84. Would that be Michael Jordan's debut?
Not just Michael Jordan. Charles Barkley and John Stockton as well. All playing their first games on October 26, 1984.
It should be like an NBA holiday.
It's fantastic. What about this day in 1996?
Wait.
I know this one.
Was it Charlie Hayes catch Yankees?
Yes,
in the
it
World
is.
Series?
Uh-huh.
That's right. 4 in a row against the Braves. First World
it
Series since 78.
They won in 6 games, but
that's
the
right.
Last 4.
Let them finish. Yeah, they
I said
won 4
straight.
All right. I didn't want him to have people jump
It did come across
him.
As if you were trying to say sweep, because he just thinks you're ignorant.
Wow, that's sad. They were down 2-0 and then won 4 straight. And also, we have some audio of this day in 1997.
The 0-1 pitch.
Yes.
A liner off Nagy's glove into center field. The Florida Marlins have won the World Series.
Renteria with the game winner.
Edgar Renteria.
And on this
day. This was also the date of Chad Curtis' game winning home run in 1999.
And the day the Cubs snapped their 107-year World Series drought. How about that? How do you like that?
What a day in sports history, huh?
A major day in sports history. And ladies and gentlemen, that will do it for ENN on a Monday evening.
Don, you have to admit, that's going to be one of the top five of the week.
I thought it was terrific. I was engaged. I laughed.
You cried?
No.
Now, you know the old RJ would have found the snort by now. He still hasn't. That's why he's a little bit...
He has the snort. Trust me. Just listen.
All right, go.
Why did the stadium get hot after the game?
Because it was hot.
All the fans left. Pretty good, right?
What?
He does that throughout that. The real laughter is the guy who was asking him these questions, his teammate on Milwaukee.
But, wait, we need a clean one without music. He's the one making that snort?
Yeah.
It's like the reverse sneeze.
It sounds like a reverse sneeze when Bear got sick.
Yeah, try to isolate that. Because
it's hard, though, because that one had music, but my God, that was good.
I knew you'd like it.
That was worth the wait.
There you go.
Thank you, Michael.
You got it. Thank you, RJ. And you also have to watch it, too. I mean, he looks like, you know, this kid in fourth grade being told these corny jokes, and he just can't, he's like peeing himself.
Yeah, that was a dad joke he threw out there.
Yeah, they're all dad jokes. And the answers that Brett Phillips gives, well, why was it hot in the stadium? Because it was hot.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.